Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A man is dead after a police-involved shooting in Hayesville. We have the story.
It's a search and recovery operation after a bridge collapse in Baltimore. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Kansas looking to add additional requirements to receive an abortion. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The Wichita City Council had a nearly two-hour discussion about the fastest-growing sport in the country. We'll tell you what that is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. It is a chilly morning across Wichita and South Central Kansas. We'll see a gradual warm-up today and even more so throughout the rest of the week. The complete details in our forecast just minutes away.
A man is dead after confronting police with a weapon in Hayesville. Officers responded to a home in the 200 block of North Main Tuesday afternoon to conduct a welfare check on a man who was reported to be suicidal. Officers later located him in a pickup in a parking lot of a liquor store on Main Street. Hayesville Police Chief Jeff Whitfield says officers saw the man had a handgun and they attempted to de-escalate the situation.
The officers initially saw the gun that was on the subject's person, and that's what caused them some alarm. Obviously, they tried to convince him to keep his hands where they could see him and things like that, and that was unsuccessful. The subject reached for the weapon.
Chief Whitfield says two officers fired their guns. Suspect died at the scene. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office is now investigating the shooting.
Recovery efforts are underway after the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed. Fox's Connor Hansen gives us the latest from near the scene.
Officials believe that ship lost propulsion before it slammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, one of its main supports. The ship was able to send out a warning, though, giving bridge officials some time to close the busy highway down to traffic. There were several construction workers on the bridge. Six are still missing, and two were rescued. And now we're hearing from Mexico's consul general for this area, who says some of the victims are from Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. The investigation is just getting started into exactly how this happened.
Investigators looking into the incident will consider if contaminated fuel had contributed to the cargo ship losing power and crashing into the bridge.
Kansas lawmakers have approved a new abortion bill.
It would require abortion providers to ask their patients why they want to terminate their pregnancies and then report the answers to the state. The Senate passed the bill on a 27-13 vote Tuesday. The House approved it earlier this month. It goes next to Governor Laura Kelly for her signature, where it's expected that she will veto the bill. However, supporters appear to have exactly the two-third majorities they would need to override a veto. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Wichita man was killed on a road construction site in Oklahoma. 19-year-old Jacob Matusak died after being hit by a car in Kay County Monday. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says a 17-year-old boy from Minnesota fell asleep at the wheel and drove off the road. Two other men were flown to a Wichita hospital. A 19-year-old listed in critical condition. A 62-year-old was treated for leg injuries. Possible charges for the driver are being considered.
The Wichita City Council discussing pickleball at a workshop yesterday morning.
Council members discussed the proposed $6.15 million 24-court pickleball complex for South Lakes Park at 5300 South Meridian. Councilmember Dalton Glasscock said he'd like to see more options, like constructing additional courts at Riverside Tennis Center and making a smaller complex at South Lakes, which would free up money to address homelessness in the city. Councilmember Becky Tuttle said she was okay with having options, but voiced concerns about downscaling the project.
If we take something and strip it down so much, is the return on investment going to be so diminished that it's not worth it?
City staff will now explore more options to present to the council at a later date. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The pickleball is the fastest growing sport in the country. Regional and national pickleball tournaments are economic booms to the communities that host those events.
Someone is a new billionaire today.
A single winner from New Jersey taking Tuesday's $1.1 billion Mega Millions jackpot. It's the fifth largest prize in the history of the game. If that winner opts for the lump sum, they'd get nearly $526 million before taxes. The jackpot winner overcoming the odds of 1 in 302 million. There were 13 second prize winners, each taking home $1 million. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And the Powerball jackpot has increased to an estimated $865 million after yet another drawing without a big winner. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We'll be taking a look at National Junior College Tournament action in basketball for the men and women. That will be coming up in sports.
Former President Trump has been issued a gag order as he faces multiple legal challenges. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the cost of government is rising, and he wants to do something about local property taxes.
And I really, truly believe we're too dependent on property tax revenue, and the options are reform. You know, we've got to share more services with our 20 cities in Sedgwick County. We've got to talk about how do we offset property tax revenue and look at other sources of revenue. And we've got to stabilize the core functions of what we do. I know Mayor Wu talked about it yesterday with you guys. You know, what is it that you want your local government doing, and how do we do it well?
Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Former President Trump has been issued a gag order as he faces multiple legal challenges. Fox's C.B. Cotton with this report from New York City.
The presiding judge in the criminal case against former President Donald Trump now barring Trump from speaking about witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and jurors. Trump faces 34 charges of falsifying business records to conceal hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. The defense team has argued any gag order would trample Trump's free speech rights. On Monday, the former president raging against one of the prosecutors in the case, Matthew Colangelo, after a judge ruled the trial would go on.
And Trump claims this is an attempt to keep him from running for office in November.
NBC News is ending its ties with former Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel just days after hiring her. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has details.
Fox News Digital obtained an internal memo from NBC Universal News Group Chairman Cesar Conde to staff apologizing for hiring McDaniel in the first place. Conde wrote, quote, "While this was a collective recommendation by some members of our leadership team, I approved it and take full responsibility for it. Our initial decision was made because of our deep commitment to presenting our audiences with a wide, diverse set of viewpoints and experiences, particularly during these consequential times." A person close to McDaniel, though, tells Fox News that McDaniel found out about the termination through media reports and that she hasn't heard from NBC.
New guidelines dealing with concussions could get athletes back in class and on the field sooner.
A statement in the Journal of Athletic Training encourages practitioners to consider the psychological effects of students if they're kept out of school while they recover from a concussion. The new guidelines suggest after about 24 to 48 hours of cognitive rest, student athletes can return to school. The new guidelines give a similar time frame for the student athlete to return to light exercise as long as your symptoms are stable and the exercise doesn't make them worse. Earlier guidance recommended total rest and minimal stimulation until symptoms went away. Researchers now say that can be bad for mental health, especially for students. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:12, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We have a traffic accident right now. You'll want to avoid the area. This is on Central, and it is between I-235 and Ridge Road on Central. Watch out for a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear sky in Wichita, we become partly sunny today. Temperatures will reach the mid-40s by noontime, 52 later on this afternoon. Clear tonight, low 32. It'll be sunny and breezy on Thursday with a high 65, mid-70s by Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a few clouds, northeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and a chilly 27 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, and with us this morning, Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz. Ryan, talking about that bridge collapse in Baltimore, we are now in a search and recovery mode. Have they been able to recover any bodies or anything like that?
As of the Governor Westmore's interview with Griff Jenkins on Fox and Friends, probably about an hour ago, Westmore, the governor, says that there have been no bodies recovered so far of the six who are reported missing. He also does not believe that there is any evidence that any cars fell off the bridge besides vehicles belonging to the workers. So as of right now, that is the current situation.
It's interesting to me, and what I've been seeing this morning in the reporting is that there was at least a short warning of, I don't know, 12, 13 seconds of dispatchers saying, hey, this thing's going to be hit, right?
Yes, correct. Yes, there was a distress call that went out. There was also a mayday call that went out from the ship, and that allowed the police officers on the bridge or around the bridge to block off traffic and get as many people off the bridge or get as many people to not get on the bridge as possible. And Governor Moore was also saying that one person who escaped the bridge collapse was said that the entire reason he got off is because a first responder warned him. Oh. So there's a number of different stories about how these officers acted very bravely and very efficiently in the short period of time that they had in order to save countless lives, according to the governor.
Obviously, from what you're saying and what we're hearing about the warning and the mayday, whoever was piloting the ship had lost control of it and could not avoid hitting the pylon you call that. Yeah.
We understand that it lost power. That's the story that we have as of right now, that it lost power. It was a mechanical failure, electrical failure, something. There's still going to be an investigation to prove what exactly happened. But the ship was running out of control, and it was just a matter of time it was going to crash into something. And unfortunately, it broke down at probably one of the worst places possible for it to break down. But we did get lucky that it was at the time of the night that it happened.
Yeah, Ken, do you have any idea how deep the water is right there, Ryan? Have you heard anything like that?
I don't think it's too significantly deep, but, you know, search crews are facing a major uphill climb here, or down water climb here, because it is pitch black, as we've just been told. It is still frigid in there, so it is just going to be a very challenging time to be searching for missing people in the middle of these conditions.
It's going to just disrupt not only driving or motor traffic on that bridge, but going in and out of that port. That port's burnt. Well, it's closed, isn't it, for a long time?
It's going to be a mess. And you know, Governor Moore said it's going to be a significant amount of time that it's going to be down, and it's going to be a very long road to recovery to, number one, put the bridge back up, but also to get ship traffic moving smoothly out there again. You know, there is a belief that this shipping port impacts, you know, horse farmers in Kentucky, agriculture workers all the way out in Kansas, automobile workers out in Detroit and Ohio. So this is going to have a major impact on our economy, no matter how we look at it.
I've actually picked up a car there and driven it back to Kansas that came in from Europe. So you are correct. Thank you, Ryan. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz this morning from Baltimore, where the that is just something that's going to, it's going to take a long, long time. Let me talk about building a bridge, okay? Replacing a bridge. We've replaced one over on the Arkansas River on Meridian. Took, what, a year?
Took a, yeah, it took more than a year.
And that was just a...
And that was just...
A bridge over the Arkansas?
A very small span.
Yeah. So this, it's going to take some time, really. All right, Steve with 10 in the morning here, KNSS. Coming up on 8:17 on a Wednesday morning. And it's time for sports again. Here's Ted Woodward, sir.
It's Shocker Baseball last night at X Stadium. Cold night for baseball. Only about 800 fans were on hand. The Shockers hosting Oklahoma State in a low-scoring game. The Shocker offense was kind of cold, too. Only got five singles. Couldn't score a run. It's too bad because Shocker freshman left-handed pitcher Tyler Dobbs took a no-hitter into the seventh inning. But no offensive support. Shockers got the bases loaded in the bottom of the eighth. Did not score. Two on in the ninth. Did not score. Oklahoma State shut out the Shockers 3-0 last night. Shocker baseball team falls to 15-9 on the season. Let's go to the NBA last night, where the Los Angeles Lakers were in Milwaukee taking on the Bucks. Great game. Lakers win it in double overtime, 128-124. And boy, what a night for former Wichita State Shocker Austin Reeves. Starting at guard for the Lakers, he hit a huge bucket late in the second overtime on TNT.
I know this has been all guard dominated here down the stretch, but let AD get a touch here.
Reeves! Deep shot for the Lakers! We get a foul with 30.5 left.
Miscommunication between Damian Lillard and Malik Beasley. Should have been a switch.
Austin Reeves got his second career triple-double in the NBA. 29 points, 14 rebounds, 10 assists. In that double overtime win for the Lakers.
Man.
Lakers have won four in a row. Still in the number nine spot in the Western Conference after that huge night by Austin Reeves. Hey, we got some changes coming in the National Football League.
In a 29-3 vote on Tuesday, NFL owners agreed to change the league's kickoff model to resemble that of the XFL for the 2024 season, NFL Network reported. The new format features 10 members of the kickoff team lining up at the opponent's 40-yard line, while the receiving team will have 9 players lined up in a, quote, setup zone, which is located between its own 30 and 35-yard line. 2 members of the receiving team will be located in a, quote, landing zone, which is located between the plane of the end zone and the receiving team's own 20-yard line. The kickoff will still be from the kicking team's own 35-yard line. Meanwhile, a team now has to announce when it's going to attempt an onside kick. I'm Joe Morgan.
That report from Fox. All right, let's take a look at JUCO basketball, the national women's tournament. The 49th women's national tournament is in Casper, Wyoming for the first time. And the number one team in the nation is the Hutchinson Community College women. They are undefeated 33-0 in the round of 16 this afternoon, taking on number 16 seed Cochise, Arizona, a team on a 7-game winning streak. Hutchinson Lady Blue Dragons look to keep their undefeated season going this afternoon at the National JUCO Women's Tournament in Wyoming. Meanwhile, of course, the 77th National JUCO Men's Basketball Tournament takes place in Hutchinson, and the Blue Dragons get to play on their home floor. And they won yesterday in the round of 16. In number 11 seed Hutchinson beats number 6 seed Chipola, Florida, 78-71. Freshman for Hutchinson, Kobe Smith, who is from Andover Central, a career-high 7 rebounds, a career-high 3 three-pointers. Hutchinson men now 29-6, advancing into the national quarterfinals. And tonight, Hutchinson will host Connors State out of Oklahoma, a team on a 15-game winning streak with a record of 33-2. Hutchinson and Connors tonight at 7 o'clock in Hutchinson. The winner advances to the Final Four of the National JUCO Men's Tournament. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Who is attacking Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? That's on the way. Steve is headed in the morning here on KNSS.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. We have a chilly 27 degrees here at KNSS. Icy road conditions contributed to a fatal crash in Morton County in southwest Kansas. Investigators say a pickup hit a slick spot and crashed head-on into an SUV on Highway 56, killing 64-year-old Loretta Panther of Iowa City, Iowa. Three other people were injured in that crash. Kansas is preparing to require internet pornography sites to verify that visitors are adults.
It would join Texas and a handful of other states, despite concerns about privacy and how broadly the law could be applied. The proposal in Kansas cleared the legislature Tuesday after the House approved it on a 92-31 vote. The state Senate approved the measure last month. It now goes next to Governor Laura Kelly's desk. At least eight states, including Texas, have enacted such laws since 2022, and more than 20 are considering them, including Oklahoma. Supporters say they're protecting children from pornography. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Cars for Charity Car Show this past January raised $100,000. That is being split between two local charities. Starkey CEO Colin McKinney says they are excited to receive the donation.
The funding itself means the world. I mean, we are struggling to find all the resources we need to keep up with rising costs. More people come to us all the time needing services, and there's not always additional dollars to fund that.
The other half of the donations is going to help programs at Ability Point. A California-based tech attorney is Robert F. Kennedy's running mate.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announces 38-year-old Bay Area lawyer and philanthropist Nicole Shanahan as his vice presidential pick for his independent White House bid.
I want Nicole to be a champion to the growing number of millennials and Gen Z Americans who have lost faith in their future and lost their pride in our country.
Shanahan, a mother and a former Democrat, tells a crowd in Oakland the independent ticket is focused on healing America.
We can move from Band-Aid solutions, and we can end this chronic disease epidemic once and for all. I believe it.
Kennedy Jr. notes her background in tech gives her a better understanding of AI and how to take on Big Pharma and Wall Street. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The president of China believed to be meeting with American business leaders in Beijing.
President Xi Jinping is on a mission to turn around China's sluggish economy. He's understood to be meeting high-level American investors and business leaders, people with questions for the Chinese leadership. That's because while China is trying to encourage foreign investment, it's also adopted policies that have raised concerns. For example, a broader anti-espionage law, raids on consultancy firms, and banning some foreign citizens from leaving the country. President Xi received a standing ovation from American executives at a dinner in California 4 months ago. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
How much control does the Sedgwick County Commission actually have over its own budget? County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the state of Kansas controls most of the programs and services.
Sedgwick County budget, we got 46 departments. 16 of those are conduits of the state. Our budget's about $546 million, $200 million, or roughly $200 million from property taxes and property tax revenues. Only about 3%, maybe upwards of 4% of our budget is discretionary.
Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS 8:51 now here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things. Kansas lawmakers pass a new law directing doctors to inform the state of a woman's reason for an abortion.
Two.
Bridge collapse in Baltimore, now a search and recovery operation.
One.
Police shoot and kill an apparently suicidal armed man in Hayesville. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Dispatchers referring to this as a traffic incident, something happening on something happening on Kellogg at I-235 eastbound. They actually have the left lane closed there, and the traffic is almost at a standstill, backed up all the way back to looks like past Ridge Road, past Eisenhower Parkway there. So again, that's eastbound on Kellogg right at I-235 right now. You'll want to avoid it. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 52 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 31. And for tomorrow, Thursday, sunny, breezy, and warmer with a high of 65 degrees. Warming up tomorrow. Now clear sky. 27 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Wednesday's $5 whiskey special. Over 75 whiskeys on special for only $5 apiece. The Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. The Dow closed down 31 points Tuesday. The S&P down 14 and the NASDAQ down 68. This morning, trading is underway on Wall Street, going a different direction. The Dow is up by 318 points right now. The S&P 500 up 32 and the NASDAQ is up 74 points.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. This summer, Goddard is going to have another residential development started in its backyard. Genesis Health Clubs, a Wichita-based health and fitness company owned by Rodney Stephen II, is expanding its footprint around its youth sports complex, located between 199th and 183rd Streets West to the south of Kellogg, with an apartment complex near the Hampton Inn Hotel in the 400 block of North Crown Drive, along with its 6S Sand Sports Bar and Grill already in the works. The apartment complex will have more than 100 Class A single and multifamily units. Opening date for the apartment complex not disclosed.
The Environmental Protection Agency has again given Wichita-based Koch Industries a top award for energy management. For the fourth straight year and fifth time overall, the EPA awarded the Energy Star Partner of the Year award. Koch also received the Sustained Excellence Category Award for a third consecutive year. Three Koch companies, Flint Hills Resources, Georgia-Pacific, and Koch Ag and Energy Solutions, were recognized.
After nearly 11 years on the east side of Wichita, Dino's Grill and Tap Works set to open up a second location. That'll be on the west side this summer. Ashley Fleming, general manager of Dino's, says the restaurant currently is at 37th Street and Ridge. I'm sorry, the new restaurant will be at 37th and Ridge. And she says June will be the projected opening. And that's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
Today is National Little Red Wagon Day. That's right. For
a
nearly
childhood staple.
For nearly 100 years, Radio Flyer has been bringing smiles to kids of all ages and creating warm memories that last a lifetime. I don't remember that we had a wagon when I was a kid, but, you know, we didn't have a lot of things. I'm sure, I made sure, though, Shelley and I made sure that our kids had one. And this was one of those fancy ones with the wooden slats on the side that you could take out. Did you have that kind?
Yes, Jack? I did.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was quite a wagon. And, you know, you could jump, put a couple of kids in there, take them for a little ride, take them for a little spin. Of course, somebody always has to pull the wagon or somebody has to push the wagon. So there's that side of it. We kept that thing for a long time. I think finally we were using it for gardening and so forth. I think it finally just rusted out and wore out.
Yeah, that's what happened to ours, too. Yeah,
it was just, but it was a great, great toy for a kid. You could be entertained for hours.
Sure. Oh, yeah, definitely.
With a little red wagon. National Little Red Wagon Day. All right, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And coming up, we got the Glenn Beck program this morning. Jeremiah J. Johnson, Christian Thinkers Society. He's going to talk about the historical basis for faith. That's part of the Glenn Beck Show today. Top of the hour news, KNSS, this morning at 9 o'clock. A man is dead after a police-involved shooting in Hayesville. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show. News updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
Dropping New Balance, Wichita.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.